Welcome to A Course in Miracles, Living the Love, Walking the Talk with Reverend Jennifer Hadley. Get ready to focus on your intent to be the love, be the peace through practical application. Here is your host, Reverend Jennifer Hadley.
Bonjour. Bonjour. I am grateful to be able to join with you today. Transcending time and space, you may be listening to this long after the moment that I'm in now. Who knows? People tell me they listen to the radio show every day, so they're listening to the archive. No matter what, we're joining together, transcending time and space, living in the eternal now and connection of spirit. And I love that. And I feel that. So we take a breath. Let's turn within. I'm going to say a blessing for us in our conversation here, because it does feel like a divine dialogue to me that we're having at the level of the mind. So we take this breath and recognize that we do indeed share the one mind, the same mind. There is only the one mind, and we're grateful that our mind is the mind of God, that we are part of God's eternal expression, God's life, God's heart, God's mind. We're part of it, inseparable. And we're grateful to join together for the purpose of recognizing that higher Holy Spirit self is our guide, is leading us, teaching us, healing us. And we are saying yes to that. We're saying yes to a profound transformation. We're saying yes to inspiration that is deeply nourishing, inspiring, and transformative. We are grateful to give away every thought that isn't true, every belief that is false. We're handing it over to the higher Holy Spirit right here, right now. And we're willing to live in the truth, to be a living demonstration of the truth, to be truly helpful. In gratitude, we share the benefits with everyone and we let it be. And so it is. Amen. 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 Yes. So this year I've been doing a lot of topics that have been submitted by folks, and I'm really enjoying that. It's wonderful. To be honest, I really don't have any preferences on the topics because it's all God to me. That's all there is. That's all there is for me to share about, to understand, to know, to experience. So the topic, I don't have a love of any particular topic over another. I do, however, focus a lot on forgiveness because I absolutely have learned that self-forgiveness is the key to all healing, all transformation, all relationship healing, all abundance healing. Everything that seems to ail us is healed through self-forgiveness. And as much as I say that, people still resist hearing it. And that's okay. I totally get that. No judgment. And to this end of supporting people and doing what feels like sometimes lifting a mountain, the self-forgiveness, that's precisely why I do almost everything I do, is to support people in getting out of their heads into their hearts and doing the deep self-forgiveness work that is so healing and transformative. And I tell you, I'm so grateful. So our topic this week is, how does healing happen? How the heck does healing happen? We would like to know. So I am going to share from my own personal understanding, as I always do, And I'm going to share from A Course in Miracles. So all healing is at the level of the mind. This is the fundamental teaching that we're given, and we work with it. If we're truly interested in healing, that's what we do. We work with all healing is at the level of the mind. Now, just break that down for a second. What does that mean? It means not at the level of form, at the level of mind. And mind meaning infinite mind, intelligence. And so any place that we are harboring a thought, a belief that is not actually true will be like a veil or a block to our experiencing the entirety of the kingdom, all the fullness of the spiritual qualities of God. So wholeness is a spiritual quality of God. So is abundance, harmony, freedom, wisdom, clarity, joy. I could go on. There's quite a list. Purity. And these spiritual qualities are always available to us 100% of the time because they're actually our true nature, our true identity. Very natural. John Mundy and I were talking about this last week. Very natural for us to experience the fullness of all these qualities all the time. And the only reason we don't is because we have some belief that comes from a decision we made somewhere that we prefer our interpretation of things, our version of things, our meaning of things, rather than what's true. So the truth is liberating to us when we're willing to accept the truth, allow the truth into our awareness. It liberates us from our false beliefs. The false beliefs are the cause of everything that we would like to heal. So every disturbance is caused by a false belief, false identification. A Course in Miracles tells us that what the ego is a thought system that allows us to experience separation. When we actively choose to believe in separation and affirm separation, take actions, speak words, have thoughts, and further increase our affirmation of our belief in separation, then we suffer. When we choose love, we heal. So this is why I say all the time that love is the only actual permanent healer that there is. So we can have a temporary sense of healing, right? Haven't we all experienced that? We think, oh, I got this pile of money. I am now healed from my poverty, from my sense of lack and limitation. But if our mind has not healed from a sense of lack and limitation, then the lack and limitation experiences will return. So this is why in my Finding Freedom class, in my Masterful Living year-long class, my boot camp, Finding Freedom from Fear boot camp, Masterful Living course, the year-long course, this is why in my classes, where we actually work together and don't just talk about things, we focus on permanent healing and transformation at the level of the mind. And love is the mechanism, right? Prayer, love, forgiveness. These are the fundamental tools that we use. And of course, the support of the community is tremendous. And we actually give ourselves the opportunity to do the healing work together. Because what I see over and over is that people say, I'm gonna do it. I'm going to have my spiritual practice, and I'm going to do so much time per day, and I'm going to do these lessons. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But then left to their own devices, when people are strongly identified with the ego says, far more important to clean out the garage, far more important to get your taxes done, far more important to investigate this or that, or to make sure all the laundry's done, to make sure that the groceries are done, far more important to do this or that. Even far more important to watch the whole series on Netflix or whatever it might be. And I have so much firsthand research that I've done on these things. So I know a lot about it. And I've learned that I do better when I work with others. And this is why I have designed my life so that I am sharing in these classes almost every day. And I write my daily shot of spiritual espresso every day. I record a prayer every day. People say, wow, it blows me away. You're so consistent. You really do that. And when I go on retreat, I'm leading a retreat, forgiveness retreat this weekend in North Carolina, and then following that with my spiritual counseling training intensive. So it's 10 days of teaching for me. And I'll say, okay, I'm going to work on my spiritual espresso now. I'm going to go teach a class now while others are on their lunch break or their dinner break or whatever. And people say, oh my God, you're so committed. I had a vision years ago that my spiritual practice would be my whole life. And so that's what I've done. It's not a burden to me. It's not a burden. It is my desire to be in the flow of love, connected with spirit all of the time. And my favorite thing really is to be able to join with others in doing that. Yes. So yummy. So how does healing happen? All healing is at the level of the mind. How does it actually occur? Well, I think it's really helpful to understand what it says in A Course in Miracles in terms of what a miracle is. So a miracle is a shift in our thinking from the ego thought system to God's thoughts, which is why I was sharing in Masterful Living yesterday that I trained myself to keep my attention on the thoughts I think with God. So when I would start to notice I would feel disturbed, I would know, oh, I'm dipping back into the ego thought system. Let me shift my thoughts and move to, I only think the thoughts I think with God. That was an affirmation that I used constantly. I don't need to use it so much anymore, but I used to use it all day long. I only think the thoughts I think with God. In the early part of the text, it says the 50 miracle principles, number 8, miracles are healing because they supply a lack. They are performed by those who temporarily have more than those who temporarily have less. So miracles are healing. Healing is miraculous, and miracles are expressions of love. So healing is an expression of love. Miracles have the power to heal, as it says in the 20th Miracle Principles. Miracles reawaken the awareness that spirit, not the body, is the altar of truth. This is the recognition that leads to the healing power of the miracle. Miracles are natural signs of forgiveness, number 21. Through miracles, you accept God's forgiveness by extending it to others. So love is the healer. Love is our healer. And it's really valuable, I think, for us to simply accept, even if we don't understand, that love is the only healer. Here's how I explain it. We're love. That's what we are. God is love. We're part of God. We are love. This is our essential and true nature. We are perfect love, and we are designed to be the perfect givers and receivers of love. We can't alter that design, but within this experience, this great adventure that we're on, we can convince ourselves that we're not the perfect givers and receivers of love, that we're something else, that we're bad, that we're wrong, that we're depressed, that we're evil, that we're unkind, that we're ungrateful, that we are broke, that we're tired, that we're sick, that we're a shambles and a mess. And anytime we think those thoughts about anyone, of course we're thinking about themselves because we're inseparable from everyone. So any thought that we have about others, that they're idiots, that they're losers, that they're crazy, that they're stupid, that they're morons, of course we're having it about ourselves because we're one with them. In fact, really, all those thoughts that we have about others are projections of our own beliefs about ourselves. That's how this world works. So this is why love is the healer. Extending love, sharing love, recognizing love, valuing love. This is how healing happens. Why? Because it dissolves and resolves our attachment to what causes disruption in the first place. So we can think of mental illness, emotional illness, physical illness as needing healing. We can also think of our experience of abundance and prosperity as needing healing. We could think of our sense of purity and clarity needing healing. Our natural state is to have a pristine awareness and to be able to see beyond time and space in all directions, a fifth dimensional awareness above the battleground, seeing causation of all things. That's our natural awareness. But when we choose to label ourselves and others, it creates a block to love, a block to the clarity, a block to the purity, a block to the freedom, a block to wisdom, to harmony, to joy, to wholeness, to all the spiritual qualities that we are naturally made of. So healing happens through the removal of the blocks. All that needs to be healed is the illusion that we're not perfect, that we're not who and what we really are. That's all that needs to be healed. And so everything that, in a sense, needs to be healed or could be healed is a false identification, a false belief. When we're identified with that ego thought system, with a small, selfish, separate self, we're going to experience lack and limitation, right? Because there's a lack of our connection, right? Isn't that what that miracle principle was just saying to us? That miracles are healing because they supply a lack, right? They are performed by those who temporarily have more for those who temporarily have less. The only thing that there is to have more of or less of that's real is awareness of the truth. So that's why in my favorite workbook lesson, number 68, Love Holds No Grievances, it says that it's absolutely certain that those who do not forgive will forget who they are, and those who do forgive will remember who they are. Who are we? We are the presence of God, perfect, whole, complete, now and forevermore. When we seek the awareness of the kingdom within our own beingness, everything that we thought we lost, the years that the locusts have eaten, all that we thought we didn't have, the beauty, the wisdom, the clarity, all those spiritual qualities will be given back to us. We give our own access to those spiritual qualities live streaming all the time. We give it back to ourselves when we hand over to the Holy Spirit the blocks, the veils, the false beliefs, the false identification. And as I say all the time, we can say, Holy Spirit, take it all, whether I know that it's there or not. This has been such an important part of my own healing work, is to say, okay, in this area of my life, I can sense that there are blocks, blocks to wisdom, blocks to freedom, blocks to wholeness, blocks to prosperity, blocks to creativity, blocks to harmony, right? All the spiritual qualities. I sense the blocks because I'm not sensing the harmony. I'm not sensing the beauty. I'm not sensing the clarity. I'm not perceiving it. It's there, but I can't seem to reach it because somewhere in my history, in the past, as A Course in Miracles constantly refers to it, somewhere in the past, this life or any other, I made a choice, I made a decision to grab onto a belief in lack and limitation. And that has become the impediment to my experiencing the beauty, the wisdom, the freedom, the clarity, the joy, the abundance, the prosperity. I have done this. And what's wonderful, like the really good news, is we don't have to undo it. And in fact, we cannot. But there is one who can, and that's our own higher Holy Spirit self. And all that's required is our willingness. So how does healing happen? Through our willingness to give up the blocks to love. We don't even have to identify what the blocks to love are, but we can recognize if we're not living in joy, in freedom, in peace, and harmony, then we've got blocks to love. And we cling to them. Why do we cling to them? Because we made them. It's just that pride of ownership, right? So I've talked so much about this over many, many, many episodes of this radio broadcast. I'm going to really stick to the request for the topic, how does healing happen? It happens through our partnering up with the higher Holy Spirit self and saying, you decide for me, you teach me, you lead me, you show me, I am willing. And then all day long, thousands of times, each and every day, we will be given opportunities and choices to follow where the Holy Spirit is leading us or not. And we can tell which way we're headed by how we feel. So many times, people don't like how they feel, so they're looking for some way to get out of it, to stop it. Through true forgiveness, which is the core of what I teach, we let go of the blocks to love, known and unknown, recognized and unrecognized, felt and not felt, because sometimes we just can feel, I feel like I just want to stay in bed all day. Right then, Holy Spirit, there's a block to love, or many blocks to love, whatever they are. Please take them out of my mind so I never think them again. I am willing to choose love. I am willing to choose peace. I am willing to choose harmony. Show me how. Show me the way. You decide for me. put it in front of me in such a way that I cannot mistake it. Please, I am willing. This is what I've done thousands and thousands and thousands of times, and it helped me to heal my mind. And I am so very, very grateful. So very grateful. This is why I'm also doing a Forgive and Be Free online forgiveness workshop. Never done this before. I'm doing it for the first time. It's going to be a 3-hour workshop. And the date is, I want to say, I should know this, right? It's October 13th. But there's actually 3 sessions, and I'm inviting you to come to all 3. The 13th and the 14th and the 17th. It's totally free, not charging anything for it. But please come. Let's do this forgiveness work in time for the holidays. I love you. It's time for me to take a break. I'm Jennifer Hadley, and you're listening to A Course in Miracles. I'll be right back.
Thank you for tuning in for A Course in Miracles, Living the Love, Walking the Talk.
Here we go. Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Hadley, and we're talking about how healing happens in view of A Course in Miracles, which to me is a clear expression of what's actually true. And what came to me during the break is that once we know something's not true, you know, it's hard to forget it, right? You have to work hard to ignore something is a lie when we know it's a lie, right? Many times in our experience of our body and our relationships, the two wonderful tools that we have to awaken from the dream of separation. In those two aspects of our human experience, we sometimes try to convince ourselves of things we know are not true. We try to convince us that someone cares for us because they bring us presents, but we know they're just trying to manipulate and coerce us. Sometimes we try to convince ourselves that someone respects us and will look out for us when clearly they have demonstrated that they do not respect us and they will not look out for anyone but themselves. And then we get angry. People are angry because the president lies many times a day. But we know that's how he operates. Why be angry about it? That is how it came out in our election. The majority vote did not win. We have this man as president. And in some way, everything is working together for our good. Let us see that. Right? Sometimes in the physical body, we ignore a pain, a something, and our higher self is saying, knock, knock, don't ignore that. That is a warning sign. Something is not correct. Some people are labeled as hypochondriacs, right? They can't tell between something that's an actual warning and something that is of no significance. All healing happens at the level of the mind. All illness happens at the level of the mind. There are those that have been exposed to incredible toxicity, and yet they are not suffering from it. And people who are exposed to low levels of toxicity, and they become sick from it. Why? How does healing happen? Through being focused on love. Love is our healer. Love is our protector. Why? Because love is our true identity. All unforgiveness, all resentments, all regrets, all guilt, all blame, all shame are blocks to love. And they are the causes of all dysfunction. So how does healing happen? We get the dysfunction out of the way. And then our wholeness, the beauty, the truth, the clarity, the freedom, the purity, the all good is all that there is. Unless we're carrying around some block to perfect wholeness, there will be perfect wholeness. So now here's an important part of understanding this. If we are thinking that we're failing because we're not experiencing perfect wholeness, if we are thinking that we should feel better than we do, if we are thinking that things should be different than they are, if we're thinking these kinds of thoughts, we are going to experience more blocks to love. So that's why we have to train ourselves to have the willingness to turn it over to the Holy Spirit, not question it, not judge it. Now, in terms of the healing, keep calling for the healing. Keep agreeing to the healing. There is a chapter in the Manual for Teachers that I've done episodes about, and they there's one, Should Healing Be Repeated, which is great. And in there it says, just because the symptoms continue does not mean that the healing hasn't happened on a human level, on a physical level, emotional level, mental level. We can say, what? What do you mean if the symptoms continue? It doesn't mean the healing hasn't happened. My ego, mind, thought system says, if there's healing, there are no more symptoms. But it's not actually true. So there's constant opportunity for us to look at our interpretations, the meaning we make of things. We don't know what everything is for, but it is for our good. I love that lesson 25. It's helped me so much in my journey. I don't know what anything is for. So I used to say all the time, I don't know what anything is for, except it's for my good. It's for my healing. It's for my learning. This is what I choose. I'm grateful for it. End of story. There's also in the Manual for Teachers, there's a wonderful chapter called What is the Role of Words in Healing? Strictly speaking, words play no part at all in healing. The motivating factor is prayer or asking. So how does healing happen? Asking is part of that equation. What you ask for, you receive, he tells us. But this refers to the prayer of the heart, not to the words you use in praying. Sometimes the words in the prayer are contradictory. Sometimes they agree. It does not matter. God does not understand words, for they were made by separated minds to keep them in the illusion of separation. Words can be helpful, particularly for the beginner, in helping concentration and facilitating the exclusion or at least the control of extraneous thoughts. So remember how I would say when I realized I was thinking negative thoughts, boom, cancel that. I only think the thoughts I think with God. That's the correction, right? That's what I did as a beginner. Interrupt that pattern. Ask for help. Help me now. Help me let go of everything that's false, now and forever. Words are but symbols of symbols. Thus, they are twice removed from reality. In chapter 23 of the Manual for Teachers, it says, does Jesus have a special place in healing? And here's Jesus's answer. God's gifts can rarely be received directly. Even the most advanced of God's teachers will give way to temptation in this world. Hey, hey, hey. Even the most advanced of God's teachers will give way to temptation in this world. By the way, Course in Miracles tells us that all temptation is of the body. So all temptation that we experience, temptation to say to someone, oh, what an idiot. The temptation to get drunk. The temptation to stay in bed and not go to work. Whatever the temptation might be. And it's not that getting drunk is bad. And it's not that staying in bed is bad. But if it's a temptation, we're avoiding something. We're running away from something. Trying to self-medicate. Then there's an issue. Then there's an issue that can be healed, can be cured. Ask, ask, ask. This is one of the things that I find is the most common for spiritual students is they don't want to ask. That independence from God, that separation from God is so strong in the mind that asking spirit for help, asking the angels help, asking the ascended masters, Jesus, Buddha, Mother Mary, Krishna, Kuan Yin, Muhammad, all the wonderful ascended masters who are there 24/7 to help us, people are not asking. In my Master for Living course, one of the things I invite people to do is to learn about angelic assistance and start asking the angels for help all day long. I even, not so much anymore, but I used to ask every day, a couple of times a day, I'd say, you know, if I knew what to ask for, what would I ask for? Like, I didn't even know what to ask for. That's how unclear I was. So then I'd get, oh, ask for peace of mind. Oh, okay. And in the fear and conflict section in chapter 2, what Jesus clearly says to us, which is so helpful, is he says, don't ask me to take the fear, the pain, the suffering away. Ask me to take the causes away. What are the causes? Blocks to love. Right? You don't want to be managing and coping with the pain and suffering caused by your blocks to love. You don't want to have that pain and suffering removed, but the blocks to love remain. Because then you're going to be living in some kind of no man's land, some kind of limbo, never reaching the atonement. So the opportunity for us is to say, remove the blocks to love. Let me see and know and feel and hear clearly the infinite love of God. Self-forgiveness is the number one tool. Join me in my Forgive and Be Free workshop. It's a three-part series. It starts on October 13th. It's totally free for you. Please. And if you're really committed to doing this work, let me just say, so today is October 2nd, as I'm broadcasting this live for the first time. We have plenty of time before the holidays get here. Holidays are such a great opportunity for us to shift everything. I've had so much healing in my family. Unbelievable. My family experiences were the most difficult part of my life. It brought up so much shame and guilt and blame and desperation and everything negative in me for many, many, many years. and I have healed it with the hope of the Holy, help of the Holy Spirit through self-forgiveness, through letting the blocks to love be removed. I'm inviting you to consider, if you don't have an organized plan, come and join me in these classes. And also, if you'd really like to just make a huge difference in your life, in the life of your family, maybe my Finding Freedom Boot Camp class, which I'll be offering late October, last one of the year. Maybe my Masterful Living course, which will open for registration this month. I'm doing something I've never done before. I'm going to have a super early bird registration, an early bird registration, and then normal registration. So super early bird registration is coming very soon, maybe next week. And I'm doing this, rolling back prices, because I have never been more clear in my life that this work is powerful. It's beautiful. It's totally doable. Right now, in my experience here at the beginning of October, for weeks now, I've been talking one-on-one with the folks who are in my Masterful Living course. And they now, after completing 9 weeks, 9 months rather, of doing this work with me, they're telling me how their relationships have transformed, how their physical body has transformed, how they've lost weight, how they've gotten engaged to be married, how they thought they were going to get a divorce at the beginning of the year, and now they're going on a second honeymoon. They're telling me how they never thought they could have a happy relationship with their sister, their brother, their mother-in-law, whatever it is. Unprecedented healing and transformation. It is so doable. So much healing is possible. And it does take the courage to stay committed, to do the work, to do it day by day, to really commit. And that's why I've put it all my whole attention on creating these containers for people to do the work within so they don't give up. And so right now, I'd like to do everything I can to support people. I feel not so much a sense of urgency within myself, but the opportunity that we have to step into leadership in our family and in our community. And I've been saying for at least 15 years, it takes a village to raise a minister. So I've been a minister now for a dozen years. It takes a village every day to allow me to do what I do. It takes a staff of, 10 people. And it takes my prayer partners. It takes my close friends. It takes my family. It takes all of that. And I am in the flow of love with all of these people. I support them. They support me. And we're supporting each other and raising up and letting go of the pettiness and the small-mindedness. I used to be so petty, hold on to every little grievance, which is why I love that Lesson 68, Love Holds No Grievances, because that is my power tool. Jennifer, love is what you are. Do you want to deny what you are? Then go ahead, hold on to a grievance. But if you'd like to live in your true identity, experience the peace of God, the wholeness of God, the freedom of God, the joy, prosperity, abundance, creativity, and magnificence of God, You can't hold on to grievances. Gotta let them go. And so that's my motivator. And I'm so grateful for it. So how does healing happen? It happens through our willingness to let our interpretations, our grievances, our regrets, and our resentments be healed by the Holy Spirit. So back to even the most advanced of God's teachers will give way to temptation in this world. So live and learn. That's what I say. Live and learn. I'm learning every day. I'm living every day. The living and the learning are constant. I'd rather remember through joy, but sometimes I'm still living and learning. And that's okay. Even the most advanced of God's teachers will give way to temptation in this world. Would it be fair if their pupils were denied healing because of this? The Bible says, ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Is this merely an appeal to magic? A name does not heal, nor does an invocation call forth any special power. What does it mean to call on Jesus Christ? What does calling on his name confirm? Why is this appeal to him part of healing? Here's Jesus' answer to his own questions. We have repeatedly said, and I think it's so interesting that he says we there. We have repeatedly said that one who has perfectly accepted the atonement for himself can heal the world. One who has perfectly accepted the atonement for himself can heal the world. Indeed, he has already done so. Right? That's Jesus. Temptation may recur to others, but never to this one. He has become the risen Son of God. He has overcome death because he has accepted life. What does this mean for you? I'm skipping down. It means that in remembering Jesus, you are remembering God. The whole relationship of the Son to the Father lies in him. So let's call upon Jesus. Jesus, help me now. Jesus, help me now. Help me to let go of everything that's false, everything that doesn't serve me. Going back to once you recognize a lie, it's hard to put it back in the box and to be naive and pretend you don't know. Think of Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. Once she realizes that Oz is an illusion and the man behind the curtain is just a man. He's not a god. She can't be afraid of him anymore. She sees that he's stumbling, that he's nervous, that he's concerned about having been caught. And so she's not afraid of him anymore. We're afraid of the lies that we made, the blocks to love. And that's the only thing that needs to be healed. We cannot heal it of our own selves, but our willingness is required. And that's all that's required. Did an episode on this early in 2017 that we cannot do it. It must be done by Spirit. So how does healing happen? Our willingness to give up the blocks to love allows them to be removed. As in the fear and conflict section where Jesus says, don't ask me to take away the fear. Ask me to remove the causes of fear, which are the blocks to love. Then how does it happen on a mental level, emotional level, molecular level? Vibration. Things in this world are vibratory, so it shifts vibration. It becomes a different vibration. Everything in this world is moving towards wholeness. Everything in this world is moving towards a higher vibration. We get in the way of it. Let's get out of the way. That's how healing happens. Love, love, love. Love is the only healer. We choose love, and that's how the healing happens. Yes. And that's what I'm about, because I've proven it to myself. We must give up all those grievances, and sometimes we really cherish them. I talk with people almost every day who are telling me that they're not ready to give up that grievance. It's really hard for them. Why is it really hard for them to give up the attack thoughts? Well, when they can realize that it's actually themselves they're mad at, it's actually themselves that they feel guilty and resentment and regret around, their own choices and their own decisions. It's themselves that they can't forgive. And so they're holding themselves separate, not good enough, bad and wrong, and projecting it out onto others. And none of it is real. All of it is an illusion. So it's very easy to heal because none of it is real. I love when God rhymes. So there's our way out. I'd like to take a minute here and to share what gratitude I have for the folks who donate to make this radio show possible, to make the free classes possible, to make the radio show archive, all the transcripts. Now we're just about done with all the transcripts of all the radio shows. We're moving into making YouTube videos of all the radio shows, making YouTube videos of my daily prayers. We transcribe the prayers now. We have a prayer podcast, and all these different free offerings, the free A Course in Miracles app, all of it, the study group support, which is only going to increase. I just like to say thank you. Thank you, thank you to those who support all of these offerings. You are making a difference. I get so many beautiful letters and things. Maybe I'll start to share them. And right now, I'm going to share a prayer. So grateful and so thankful for the healing that is happening now. So grateful to give all the heavy lifting to the Holy Spirit. In gratitude, we share the benefits with all. We let it be, and so it is. Amen. 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 Have a great rest of your week. Mwah!